Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our Rankey weather forecast says for today, variably cloudy skies, maybe some showers and thunderstorms, high near 80 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, a little bit of fog in 66. Some fog in Burlington, where it's 63 degrees. Partly cloudy, 69 in Milwaukee and in Racine. Partly cloudy, 68. An SUV went out of control, killed a young female pedestrian along Middle Road near 5.5 Mile Road in Caledonia late Sunday afternoon. The GMC Jimmy, according to initial police reports, heading north, crossed the center line of that two-lane road. It then struck the juvenile on the south side before slamming into a utility pole. The man behind the wheel ejected in the process, taken by rescue squad to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency. Racine County Medical Examiner Mike Payne eventually called to the scene for the teenager. A Caledonia police official said the SUV driver was taken into custody and possible impairment was among the questions for the investigation, which closed that stretch of Middle Road for several hours. Gunfire interrupted demonstrations in Ferguson, Missouri, 1 year after a police officer killed an unarmed teenager. Andrew Spencer says the day had otherwise been filled with peaceful protests. And then came nightfall.
With reports of thrown bottles and two businesses being broken into, police called in reinforcements and riot gear. The situation got tense.
Hey, worry about you.
As reporters spoke to Ferguson's interim police chief,
we just want to be as patient as possible.
Message to those who are looting.
Gunfire. St. Louis County police say in another shooting overnight, plainclothes officers exchanged gunfire with a man who was later taken to the hospital in critical condition. The only officer injured overnight was one hit in the face with a brick during the demonstrations. I'm Andrew Spencer.
The slender man stabbing case back in Waukesha County Circuit Court today. Judge Michael Boren scheduled a rule on whether the teenage defendants remain in adult court. Morgan Geiser and Issa Weiner, both 13, accused of stabbing classmate Peyton Luettner 19 times in the spring of 2014. The character documented, it says that the charging document says that it was an attempted sacrifice to the fictional character Slender Man. Right now, the two are charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide as adults. Their attorneys, though, have been fighting to get the cases transferred to the juvenile system. Friends and colleagues remembering the late Frank Gifford after the former NFL player-broadcaster passed away on Sunday. Fox Sports' Chris Meyer says a lot of people felt a connection to Frank Gifford that really helped him remain popular for many decades.
Even if you didn't know Frank Gifford personally, he had a warm, comfortable delivery, and you felt like you knew him, whether it was from his playing days, his Hall of Fame career in the 50s and 60s, or 30 years of broadcasting.
The Gifford family indicating he passed away of natural causes at their home in Connecticut. He, of course, was married to NBC's Today Show co-host Kathy Lee Gifford. They have two children. Chicago Cubs just swept the San Francisco Giants in a four-game series, not since 1977. And in the midst of all the euphoria came a bomb threat called into Wrigley Field Sunday. It forced the evacuation of those left inside the stadium.
Everyone who was inside Wrigley, including employees, had to be evacuated around 6 p.m. Eastern Time as police made sure the stadium was safe. Everyone was allowed to return about an hour later. No bombs were found. The interruption didn't hurt the Cubs. They continue on a hot streak and took four straight games from the San Francisco Giants. I'm Mark Chase.
And the Pro Golf Association announcing a sellout of daily grounds tickets for Saturday and Sunday's championship round play of the 2015 PGA Championship at Whistling Straits in Sheboygan. Only limited daily tickets remaining for Thursday and Friday rounds. Tickets for the practice rounds, which begins today, those are still available. Jason Mengel, the director of the 2015 PGA Championship, says the excitement for this event has been remarkable at every level. The state of Wisconsin, throughout the Midwest, across the U.S., even parts of the world. PGA Championship will also be a major economic boost, of course, to the Sheboygan area and beyond. Officials from the village of Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, and Sturtevant going to gather Wednesday evening. They'll discuss mutual interest in the formation of a school district separate from Racine Unified. That meeting to take place at 7:15 p.m. Caledonia's Eastside Community Center on Douglas Avenue. All three communities looking to create an ad hoc committee for a look at the issue in greater detail. Eventually, a study needs to be done by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Association, which state legislative leadership says is needed for any possible change in current state law regarding withdrawal from a school district. Voters in Caledonia and Sturtevant wanted to proceed on the separation issue, Mount Pleasant leadership taking a wait-and-see approach. An administration for Racine Unified continuing to unravel the full impact of the state budget and all of its mandates. One component is going to be affecting high schoolers. That's the requirement to pass a civics test.
It's the actual test that the Immigration and Naturalization chooses their 100 questions. They give 10 of the questions, and the candidates have to answer 6. We have to give all 100 questions, and the kids have to get 60% of those correct.
That's Chief Academic Officer Rosalie Daca during a recent school board work session explaining they're still working on details for the students to take the civics test, possibly online. The district as a whole, she said, no longer going to be getting a letter grade, but rather a star system grade. And parents are going to have to be told by Racine Unified per the budget about their educational options for the next school year. Mount Pleasant Village Board will meet tonight. That includes a closed session regarding the finance director, Terry Gayhart. There was an online report last week by Racine County Eye that suggested Gayhart's employment might be in doubt. But there's been nothing about it from Administrator Kurt Wallen, who notes the agenda items as a personnel issue, or from Village President Jerry Garski, who indicated he couldn't comment till after the meeting tonight. Village Board is to come back into open session to consider any motions made relative to the issue that were discussed in the closed-door session. Tonight's meeting of the Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee at the Eyesgrove Office Complex Auditorium includes the latest regarding ordinance revisions for beekeeping in parts of Racine County following a June public hearing and work by county planning staff. Consideration was to include setbacks from property lines, handling complaints from neighbors, and flyaway barriers to cause bees to fly up and away if they should leave the hive. Speaking of bees, state officials turning to the farmers and experts and other agricultural stakeholders for plans to try and restore honeybees and other pollinators to Wisconsin. State Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection spokesperson Donna Gilson says it's all part of a much larger effort.
From the federal level all the way down to local level, there have begun to be efforts to try to protect these insects that are really vital to agriculture and to our food supply.
A meeting coming up at the Arlington Ag Research Station on August the 12th. The input from the meeting is going to be used to develop a plan that will be released for public comment. Wednesday night at Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park, a public information meeting to take place regarding a proposed rock music festival August 22nd, for which some of the neighbors around the park have raised a few concerns. 6 p.m. gathering called by the Joint Parks Commission will provide information about the event, which is being promoted as being for all ages. Village representatives will be there to answer questions or to address concerns. This festival could draw some 3,000 spectators. It's being presented by GZK Entertainment. That's Route 20 Outhouse owner Ray Steinbeck's company, same one that put on the Kraut Music Festival and which is planning another music event in October. WRJN.com. It is your source for our local news. Whenever you want it, go to find our podcast on the webpage and look in the local news section. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.